Mike Misnelli Show, 4 o'clock hour, brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop, created jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. Well, there are a ton of people who need help. Desperation is setting in with some people in their fantasy leagues, and they need this man more than ever. He is Eric Carabel. He is the fantasy football expert for ESPN.com. He's brought to us by Family & Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family & Company Jewelers your first stop. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Eric, how are we doing today?
All good, Mike. This is it. Big week.
It is a tremendously huge week for people. I was getting inquiries at 10 o'clock this morning already for you. So let's talk about the Eagles game against Texas. I mean the Texans, and like they're now viable. So do you use a guy like Fultz? Do you use a guy like Jeffrey? Do you use a running back? What do you do here with the Eagles?
I don't think anything changes from the Rams game. I mean, it's still Zach Ertz. I know he didn't get a whole lot of volume last week. Alshon Jeffrey looks a little bit better than he did last week. But again, Houston's secondary is so much better than the Rams. Houston also has a pass rush. So I don't want to change much. Nick Foles didn't do anything statistically for fantasy managers in that game. On the Houston side, obviously, Deshaun Watson is a major threat. He can run. He can throw. He's got elite weapons there. The running game, we don't know if Lamar Miller is going to play. If he does, he'd be a top 20 option there. DeAndre Hopkins, fantastic. But I don't want to overrate one win for the Eagles. I still think it's going to be tough to put up points this week, even at home, against a very good Houston pass rush and secondary.
All right, before we get to all the inquiries here, let's go. Give me your choice for a stud and your choice for a sleeper this week.
It's never quarterback, okay? I mean, you know which quarterbacks to play at this point. If you're looking for sleepers, Jamal Williams of Green Bay, obviously Aaron Jones is not going to play. People don't think Williams is good, but he gets enough volume that he would be good, and the Jets give up just about everything there. Be careful on Leonard Fournette. I'm not sure he's going to play through his injury this week. If not, TJ Yeldon would be the guy there. Elijah McGuire, the Jets, more volume than normal. James Conner should return for Pittsburgh. If he does not, Jalen Samuels is a top 20 guy. And watch for Kansas City. We think Spencer Ware is going to play, but I think Damian Williams is going to do something anyway. If you need a deeper sleeper, Kalen Ballage of Miami against Jacksonville, even against Jacksonville. That game's in Miami. Jacksonville defense not the same on the road.
Yeah, I kind of like that game myself on the Miami side. All right, let's get to the people because they're dying to get your information here. We'll start with some quarterback recommendations. Dak Prescott or Josh Allen this week?
Dak. I mean, yeah, I know they got shut out, but they're not going to get shut out against Tampa Bay. And Josh Allen, I mean, I do think New England will be able to, like, at least hold him down and check a little bit.
All right, Brian says Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I have Mahomes number one, and I have Brady like 15, so no.
Really? Brady 15?
Buffalo has one of the best pass defenses in the league. They have shut down corners. Brady did nothing last week. I mean, look, the facts are facts. Brady's like the number 15 quarterback for the season.
Sounds like you like Buffalo a little bit in the side.
I do.
Oh, all right. Let's go to Nick. Fitzgerald or Lockett, PPR league?
Lockett, I don't trust Arizona's quarterback right now to do anything.
All right, Daniel needs to start two of Jamal Williams, Damian Williams, Gus Edwards, or Alshon Jeffrey, half point per reception league.
Jamal Williams will be first, and Gus Edwards is safer than Damian Williams. Doesn't catch any passes, but he's generally good for 7 or 8 points and maybe a touchdown.
All right, this is very important here. Jason, he needs a wide receiver two in his championship game of Allen Robinson, Adam Humphries, Deshaun Hamilton. Two Penn Staters in there.
Yes, there are, except only one of them is playing well because his quarterback. I mean, I don't trust Trubisky this week. I know that the matchup is better. I go with the other two, Hamilton and Humphries.
All right, Daniel. Standard Lee has to start three of Fournette, Jamal Williams, Elijah McGuire, Sony Michel.
Ooh. I mean, McGuire's the guy man out there. I mean, the other guys are all top 20 options this week. Just make sure Fournette plays. But I would say, I mean, Sony Michel should do nicely this week, and Buffalo easier to run on than throw on.
All right. Now, Kenny wants to know Sony Michel or Jamal Williams in a flex.
I still think Williams. It's more volume. So New England has three running backs. Green Bay has one now.
All right, interesting. Dan, PPR, picked two-thirds back. Chris Carson, Tariq Cohen, Derrick Henry.
Yeah. I mean, I think we have to go with Derrick Henry now. I mean, I don't know why he's doing it all of a sudden after 43 games of pretty much nothing, but my options would be Henry and then Carson.
Okay. John, Breeze or Rivers, first of all?
Breeze is number two for me at quarterback.
All right, now he needs to start two of Landry, Mike Williams and the Chargers, Baldwin, Amari Cooper.
Cooper's going to bounce back again. Tampa Bay's terrible defensively, and I would still go Landry. If Keenan Allen sits, I would consider Mike Williams, but I don't think he's going to sit.
All right, half-point PPR league. Saquon, McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, Philip Lindsay.
I mean, look, you're never sitting Saquon. Never. And or McCaffrey. I don't care if you're the quarterback. McCaffrey's going to do fine there. If it's Lindsay versus Henry, I'm still going Lindsay. I'm still not 100% buying Derrick Henry.
All right. Dale on Twitter. My opponent has Spencer Ware. I have Damian Williams. Who's going to have the better guy this weekend?
I'm not sure either are worth playing. I mean, Ware's still not 100%. And you don't play a guy just because your opponent's playing a guy. I think they're probably going to split the touches, to be honest. And whoever gets in the end zone, you're never going to know going into the game. I think I have Ware ranked a little bit better, but not highly.
Okay. Bob needs advice on a full-point PPR. Needs three between Mixon, Philip Lindsay, Mark Cooper, Tariq Cohen, Jamal Williams.
Wow. All guys in my top 20. I mean, Mixon's a top 10 guy. Lindsay's pretty close. Those two have to play. I think Hooper is going to be fine this week. Again, Tampa Bay can't cover anybody. I'd still play Cooper over Tariq.
All right, this is Michelle checking in. Should I start James White over Damian Williams?
If Spencer Ware sits, no, you start Williams. If Spencer White plays, you play White.
All right, quarterback question. Matt Ryan, Deshaun Watson, or Nick Foles?
It's not Foles, people. Come on, you saw that game. Matt Ryan is the number two fantasy quarterback for the season. And he's playing a team that just gave up on its season. Carolina hasn't won in 6 weeks. Matt Ryan's the play.
Okay. Luck or Watson?
Luck.
Okay. Billy B, championship game. Watson or Mayfield at quarterback and the
Watson.
Redskins? Watson and the Redskins or Saints defense?
Saints.
Now, you don't believe you don't believe in Baker?
I believe in him, but come on. I mean,
you go on Deshaun Watson over Mayfield.
I would say Deshaun Watson.
All right. Ryan, PPR lead, do I play Jarvis Landry or Temple's own Robbie Anderson?
You can make a case for Robbie. You really can. I still have Landry ranked a little higher. Again, they're playing Cincinnati. And I do think Baker's going to be fine in this game, but he's not better than a top 10 guy. I still play Landry over Robbie.
All right, Louie, this is a championship play here. Brady or Rivers?
Rivers. Don't play Brady, people.
All right, you're down on Brady. All right, let's go to the phones. Jerry in Mount Airy. Jerry, you're on with Eric Carabell.
Hey, thanks, guys. I got two real quick. Marlon Mack, Chris Carson, or Jamal Williams in my flex. And whether or not, I mean, if I should start Allen, I'll start him. But if not, should I go with Pettis, Curtis Samuel, or Antonio Callaway?
I think Pettis is your receiver if Allen sits. I mean, Pettis might do just as well anyway. All three of those running backs are excellent options. I have Carson ranked the highest. He gets plenty of volume. He gets into the end zone. Kansas City gives up stuff. I'd still go Carson first there.
All right, you got it. Let's go to Don in Wilmington on the phones. Don, you're on there, Carabell.
Hey, I need one for flex position, standard scoring, 1 out of 6. Mike Williams, Calvin Ridley, Robert Foster, Jalen Richard, or Allen Robinson. Actually, that's it.
All interesting options. I mean, Foster's played really well of late, but I still think if Mike Williams is the guy at Keenan Allen sits, if not, I'd go Allen Robinson.
All right, thanks.
All right, there you go. All right, we'll close it out with a couple tweets here. PPR League, Dalvin Cook or Derrick Henry?
Cook.
And AJ wants to know, full PPR, Damian Williams or Elijah McGuire?
I still think if Ware plays, it's Elijah McGuire. If he doesn't, it's Williams.
All right, I actually caught one more. Edward, I have Goff. Do I ride with him or start Foles or Darnold instead?
No, I'd ride with Goff. He's played poorly, but the matchup this week is against Arizona. Come on, he should do better.
All right, now that was a lightning round, 10 minutes.
We go fast.
Fantasy football. This is fantastic. Eric, good luck to you. And good luck to the people and all the advice. I hope they use it wisely.
I'd happy holidays to you and everybody there at the station.
All right. Do you like the Eagles this Sunday?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you?
They're playing better. Like Foles to win, not put up numbers, but I think 24-23.
All right. You got it. Thanks, buddy.
Have a good one.
Happy Christmas to you.
You too.
All right. Barrett Carabao, brought to us by Family Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family Company Jewelers your first stop. Family Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. What, people were just blowing me up for advice.
Because it's championship week.
Championship week.
Championship week.
All right, there's one open line on the regular lines now, 610-620-975. Ed Chichester joins us. What's up, Ed?
Yo. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, Ed?
Not bad. Not bad. I'm hanging in there, brother.
Attaboy.
All right. Hey, everybody's making this big deal about, Machado, the signing and everything, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
This is my opinion now, okay?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Go for pitching.
Do me a favor. Turn off your TV in the back.
All right.
I'll mute it. Do something because I hear it in the background. All right, go ahead. All right, go for pitching. Pitching's gone,
Mike,
brother. Pitching's
gone. Mike, just listen to me, all right?
Go ahead, yeah.
I'm being an old head now, okay? And G-Mark blew the damn Phillies lead, all right? He blew it with...
Ed, I know all about the story. Ed,
the free agent
pitching is gone.
Yes. Come on, name of the game of baseball.
Ed, take a breath. All right? Take a breath.
Okay.
The pitching has already been signed. There's no pitchers left.
There's no pitchers left?
No.
Well, guess what? We only have two pitchers really decent in the staff.
I get it. I would have signed Jay Happ. The Yankees signed him a 2-year deal. I would have done it.
Yeah, but they let him go. They said,
They let him go. They didn't want to go 6 years for Corbin. They chose to not sign a pitcher.
All right. We could have had Cole Hamels. Oh, no. We didn't want him.
You couldn't have had Cole Hamels. He was under contract.
Cole Hamels was very cheap.
No, you couldn't have. He was under contract with the Cubs. He makes $24
million. All right. Let me get back to what I thought. They have no...
I got it. They have no pitching. I got it, Ed. And I'm telling you, they decided that it wasn't worth signing the pitchers. You could be right. I would have liked to see him sign a left-handed starter. They chose not to. All the more reason why they have to sign either Machado or Harper. Bob is calling from Tennessee. What's up, Bob?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing,
What's going
friend?
On, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling very, very well.
Are you? We need to get the update on Miss Thing.
I'm gonna give you one.
Okay.
First of all, I'm gonna say this. You keep Wentz. I don't care if Foles wins the Super Bowl and then goes over to another team and wins 8 more Super Bowls. I'm still keeping Wentz.
Well,
that's my opinion.
Yeah, if God said that he's gonna win 8 more, I'd probably keep Foles, I gotta be honest with you. But I hear where you're going. You're steadfastly behind the starter. I get it.
All right. Now I'm gonna give you an update.
Mm-hmm.
I've been texting back and forth with this sweet lady, and all of a sudden today we talked for 4.5 hours this morning. Before I even had it.
I don't think I have talked it all told in my life 4.5 hours on the phone with somebody.
Well,
like with a woman.
Listen, really? I had a lot to talk about, and so did she.
4.5 hours,
what?
Bob!
I got her. I think I got her, man.
Oh, Bob, I hope so.
You silver tongue. Yeah, Prince!
I did, but she is quite saucy and quite the lady.
Oh, this is so nice. So what's the plan here?
The plan is we're going to meet. She's going to Jacksonville to visit her daughters for a month or two. And then we're going to meet up in March, and I'm going to go take her to dinner. And
are you going to meet halfway, or are you going to go to her?
No.
Like, what's the deal?
No, I'm going all the way down to see her.
How far away is she?
She's 80 miles away.
Oh, That's an hour drive the way you got your foot on the pedal.
Well, yeah, but the speed limit's 75, so who cares?
I go.
Anyway.
One hour.
Listen.
Huh?
So, it looks like, I swear, I believe, and this is for Nat, too, I believe I've just gained her heart today.
Well, look at you. You're smooth. Your voice is like Jack Daniel's smooth.
What did she say that made you feel that way?
She said that she is so delighted, and that I have said things and done things in the last little bit that have made her so feel like a person again.
Oh, man.
And that,
I'll tell you what, Bob, you rang the gong, brother. You're a Tennessee sour mash charmer.
Thank you so much, Mike.
I'm so happy for you, Bob.
You got to update us on this continuing story of Bob in love.
Bob in love.
All right, buddy. All right, you have a great Christmas.
Hey, and Merry Christmas to you guys. I love you all.
All right, Bobby. There he is. Bob from Tennessee. Bam!
Outright.
What a wonderful story for the holidays.
4.5 hours of Bob charm.
See, that's nice.
At the end of that conversation, she was like melted chocolate.
You think she says, hi, Bob.
He put her in the double boiler.
Nice job, Bob. Nice job, Baba.
4.5 hours. Tyrone, you don't have 4.5 hours in you to talk to somebody on the phone, do you?
Now? No.
Back in the day. If you.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I see my
That's how I get you.
Yeah, I was 4.5 hours.
Yes.
The ear gets red then.
I'm not, you switch ears, but I'm not flashy. And I also,
then I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not flashy, and I also am not a liar. Like, I'm not going to go, like, saying all these moon and the stars. So I had the only time I can get a woman is direct conversation. Otherwise, I lose.
Here's the problem with that. You exhaust all your resources in that combo, and then when you go out, you don't have anything left.
It's not true.
No, I mean,
follow up. No, you have a connection at that
point. Save a couple hours worth of combo.
No, it sounds like Bob and Miss Special have a connection that they can just talk for hours now.
Right.
Well, Bob has not seen this person yet.
I know, it's wonderful.
This is like a blind, but 4.5 is 4.5.
Nah, Mike.
Oh, I love it.
You're living wrong about that.
Let's get together in March. I got 2 hours left.
I hope they get married and we're all invited.
Right now, we're at 2 hours and I got to go because my ear hurts.
Well, see, I can't make that wedding, but I do hope they get married. And I hope we're invited, but I'll have to RSVP now.
What if, you don't know, maybe we'll go to Bob's wedding.
Very hefty price to get down to Tennessee.
No hefty price? What are you talking about?
If the wedding's in Tennessee, it costs a lot of money.
We'll be
fine. Handing me a bill.
Bob, if he likes us, we got to represent.
Yes, we do.
You guys should definitely go.
Oh, you're going to Tennessee.
You have to come.
Coming to Tennessee.
If we get invited, I'll go. I'll go.
We're going to Bob from Tennessee's wedding.
We'll go.
Absolutely.
All right.
Eric and Hatfield, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eric.
Hey, Mike, you got to remember that Bob's got, 70, 75 years on him, so he's got a lot to talk about. So.
Yeah, but he's smooth. You see, he's got that southern, that southern deep Tennessee sour mash whiskey voice.
Yeah, he's led a good life at that.
Yes, he has. He's got a lot of charm in him, that fella.
Yeah. Hey, so this whole Foles thing got me thinking, and I was like, if he does win another Super Bowl, like, there's another quarterback in his division that won 2 Super Bowls and did squadoosh afterwards. And, I think that's, when you look at Eli Manning, he doesn't pass the eye test, never did for me anyway, and neither does Foles. And I think that even if he were to win another Super Bowl, you look at what, that eye test tells you, it's a simple fact of the matter that Wentz is going to be better. He'll win you another chip at some point. He's got to. And, you got the Eli Manning effect, I think, with Foles.
Well, I think Eli passed the eye test because he was drafted really high, right? Yeah. He had a great college career. So he was, ranked.
I'm saying for me.
Yeah, he was first overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, but I think you saw the rest of his career. He never did anything. And that's just
Eli's thrown for 45,000 yards, hasn't he, or 50,000 yards? His career's been pretty damn good. He won 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's after that, nothing.
Well,
like,
but two's pretty good, bro.
And that's what I'm saying with Foles. Like, if Foles got 2 Super Bowls, I don't think you keep him here for, an extended period of time because you're going to end up with the same story where you're not going to get anything else out of him.
I don't know if you could look that far ahead, You can't. I can't believe you're proclaiming Eli Manning. Manning's going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, no way.
Yes, he is. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He is. He's almost a lock for the Hall of Fame.
Well, then I mean, I guess
I don't know what your eye test says.
I have a high standard.
I guess you do. All right, man.
And I think Foles goes to the Patriots. I think Brady hangs it up.
Patriots? Really?
And he goes, yeah, because if you think about it.
Brady's going to hang it up?
Well, Belichick wants to win. And if Brady's declining like he's declining and Belichick still wants to win, he's got to find somebody to fill it.
Does Brady look like he's declining that much? Really? I mean, is he? Is he declining? He's still, like, pretty damn good.
No, he's
declining.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't see that much of a decline. They're still very successful. Eli Manning has thrown for 55,000 yards.
No, he's a lock.
Him, and he's won two Super Bowls. He's a lock for the Hall of Fame.
That whole, all three of them, all those first rounders, all three of them, Eli, Phillip Rivers, and Roethlisberger are all locks. Yeah. All three of them are going.
Throwing a lot of interceptions.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a chuck and ducker.
357 to 237 TDs interceptions.
That's how he plays every game. He chucks it and ducks, and he don't care where it goes. He's not going to take that hit. Right. But it's why he plays every week.
610-620-975. Natalie just handed me a... T.J. McConnell wrote a piece in Players Journal. AI, we recited from AIs. T.J. wrote one.
Yeah, he maxed him. Joel Embiid is a very good human being, if you listen to T.J. McConnell. Interesting part when he talks about that, too.
T.J., the name of the story, The Process is Over by T.J. McConnell. And I would suggest the title... Why does the ball feel like it weighs 5 pounds when I take a three-pointer by T.J. McConnell?
All right, Mike.
Did you see him hoist that three last night? Folks, I love him, too. I know he's gritty. He threw a medicine ball last night.
From the corner.
You see that one?
Yeah,
from the corner?
Out of a double
T. Why is it so difficult to get the ball in the rim if you're T.J.?
Seems unnatural. That shot is very unnatural. The pull-up shot, like, inside the foul line.
A little 10-footer where he puts it up here.
Perfect.
Flips it like that.
You can't miss that shot.
It's a struggle to get the three ball to the rim.
Yeah.
All right, 610-632-0975. Mike Masnelli Show back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Mike Masnelli Show. It is 4:30, Natalie. You know what that means. On the half hour, we try to update our Twitter poll.
We sure do.
This is going on right now. We got the holiday wheel coming up soon, too. And we're about to announce somebody who's registered. I have the name right here. I won't do it until 4:50, though. Anyway, the Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. What do the numbers say?
So over 2,400 votes on this one so far. Should the Phillies seal the deal with Machado today? 78% say yes, get it done. 22% say no, wait for Harper.
All righty. I'm reading this TJ story. He's getting into it. He's, may I read a little something?
Yes, and you should do it in the TJ voice since people
say
that.
I don't know what the TJ voice is.
Well, it's kind of like your voice, but add a little Pittsburgh to it and you're good because that's where he's from.
Uh-huh. Well, he starts off by saying, we were 1-20 and we're playing the Spurs at the Wells Fargo Center. I wish I could tell you that those guys had Duncan Parker and Manu and Aldridge and Kawhi. They had their whole crew together that night. It would make this easier, but I can't even do that. Tim, Manu, Kawhi were all out. So it was our full squad against Aldridge, Parker, and their bench, and they beat us by 51. Now, I remember this one play so vividly. They'd just gone up over 40, and I was out there stewing. I'm thinking like, all right, 40? No, bleep that. Let's have some pride. And the winner in me kicks in, you know? That guy who's won all his life and grinded his way to the league and isn't going to just take a loss like that sitting down. So, yeah, I get the ball and I'm thinking, this is it. Here's your turning point, Sixer fans. I'm going to take this one myself. And I bring it up past half court, make a little move to get some space, and I let it fly. Air ball. The whole arena start booing. Our own fans. So now he tells how the process evolved. It's dramatic.
It is. That's a good start.
T.J. Hemingway.
You know, what's funny is I don't have any recollection of those games because during the process, I didn't watch any complete Sixers game. I watched them every game. but yeah. I never stayed because they weren't trying to win. Mm-hmm. Why am I going to stay for the whole game?
Yeah. He tells a little something about Coach Brown, too, how he has this thing called a rotation, where every now and then one of us will get up in front of the team and give a presentation on some topic we find interesting.
Oh, I like that.
Because that's one of those class projects you give in middle school, but with NBA dudes. So for me, I'm a coffee addict. Everyone on the team knows it. And I gave my presentation on coffee. You know, just like the history of it and some interesting facts about it. Like, for example, did you know that decaf doesn't mean caffeine-free? There you go.
Well, does he say what it means? Because I didn't know that.
It has a little bit of caffeine in it.
Just means
it
less.
You can't get all the caffeine out of the bean.
Oh, okay.
They soak the bean and get the caffeine in it and dilutes the caffeine, but there's still some in it.
Oh.
It's not totally caffeine-free.
See, I don't drink coffee. I talked to TJ about that.
Yeah. Now, he said Ben did a great one on Australia. He was telling us about the wildlife they have down there, all these poisonous snakes and insects they have.
Oh.
Yeah, everything's poisonous in Australia. Okay, Brett. I like that as from the coach. It bonds the team together. You're interested in when you hear stuff like that.
Yeah. Jonah did a dope talk on how evil robots are going to take over the world.
Yeah. Now, I'd like to hear that.
And I think it's true. You see that new one where they have, like, the dog robots that can open doors?
Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous.
I'd like to hear Jonah do one about how he's actually going to take over a basketball court one day. That'd be even better.
That's coming, Mike.
Mike. That's your man. Joe in South Philly. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Yeah, hey, Mike. How are you?
What's up, Joe?
First of all, I'm on board with you totally, 100% as far as when signing Machado or Harper, I prefer Harper. But I'd like to hit upon your question about why we're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They say Philadelphia is a blue-collar town. So blue-collar people want a deal. They always are looking for a deal. And the fear of getting burned is what makes them scared about signing you. I go back to Lance Parrish. What's the guy from the Flyers from Tampa Bay? We signed
Chris Gratton
for multi-years. Gratton,
yeah,
and we got burned by that.
Yeah, but it's not your money. I can see if it was your own money, you're protecting your own money. I don't get why fans care about other people's money.
I agree with you.
That's OPM, not OPP. But
it burns in you afterwards when you know you get burned by people like that. You know, the fan.
Yeah. I think that's an archaic attitude that we need to get past.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
In this particular situation, for people to actually say that they wouldn't want Machado because he didn't run out of ground ball is the essence of stupidity, in my view.
I agree with you. But you know our fans, right? You know, 73, 74.
Can't give a guy $350 million, he won't run to first base. Oh, all right. Okay. All right, man. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jay in Norristown. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jay.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Jay?
Not much, man. Just real quick, I want to try and simplify the Wentz-Foles thing for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was going to use Wentz, but I don't think it's fair. So in place of Wentz, since you seem to be a numbers guy,
mm-hmm.
in place of Wentz, if I can, I'd like to use Marino. If that's okay with you. Because
okay.
Marino, I would say he has pretty good numbers, correct?
60,000 yards.
Okay, so let's do this. I need you to use your imagination so this can hit home, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, Mike. Now, I picked Marino. He's a Pittsburgh guy, PA guy.
Uh-huh.
Me and you, right? We're walking into Marino's house. Guess where we're going? We're going over to Marino's trophy case, Mike, and you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, Dan. Oh, my God. Is that the rookie of the year trophy right there in the case? Oh, my God. Dan.
Yeah, I get your point, but you're missing like
wait
the...
Wait a minute.
No, you're taking too long for this story. So let me interject. Your point is that the most important thing is the win.
No, I'm saying accomplishments and a trophy case. When you say Wentz, you're using his numbers. Other than his numbers, right? He has a 7-9 season, an 11-2 season, and a 7-6 season. Pretty much, other than the numbers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm walking. If I use Carson Wentz's trophy case, there's not going to be much in there. But now I take you over to Folger's trophy case, He's got a Pro Bowl MVP. He's got a Super
Bowl MVP. That means nothing. The Pro Bowl MVP means
nothing. Okay. He's got a Super Bowl MVP. Okay. A Super Bowl MVP.
All right, can you do me a favor, Jay, and get to your ultimate point here?
The Lombardi. It blows every trophy that's in Marino's cage
all right, so
out
it,
of the
it,
water.
It doesn't. But when a guy throws for 61,000 yards and has 420 touchdowns, it doesn't. Because those are numbers of excellence, whether he won or not. But I get your point. Now, the next point, you took so long to tell the story that I had to let you go. Are you then suggesting that because he's got that Super Bowl, that he one-ups Carson Wentz and he should be the quarterback? Because that's what we're talking about. Kim in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kim.
Mike. First,
yo, Kim, what's happening?
Hey, Eagle fans, first and foremost, I need everyone to send Frank Wright a holiday card. Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, it doesn't matter. Get the cards and thank him for beating Dallas.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. Mike, I was so upset when they cheated us out of that win. I booked a flight. I hit Key West this past Thursday. I'm out watching football. It was lovely down there. Let me tell you, they have some of the best behaved dogs down there with all those chickens and roosters running around. I don't know how yours would make out.
You went to Key West?
Key West, man.
Did you go on the Pat Croce restaurant bar tour?
No, thank you.
Well, he owns six places down there. You probably went to one of them and didn't even know it.
Well, you know, I did the whole jet ski. I did the parasailing.
You parasailed, huh?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't worried about a game. I'm walking down the street on Sunday night, you know, and these guys stopped me. I got all my Eagles gear. I got the Dooney purse. I got everything. Yeah. And they're like, you know Dallas lost. I'm like, what? I said, how much did they score? They were like, nothing. Oh, it was the best. Then it was on. I'm like, where's the coach?
Get you jet setting. Just grabbing a ticket to Key West, hanging out.
Oh, my God.
Look at you.
It was the best. And then we got Foles in there. But look, this is I love Foles. And like the other guy was saying, you know why he's going to win? Because everybody is badgering this poor child. And his little girl, beautiful child, Lily. Her name is Little Lily. And he's going to explain how we threw him under the bus and how he came up and stepped up.
Yeah.
But my real beef is with the front office, real quick. Somebody had to know what was wrong with Wentz. Everybody in the beginning was saying, oh, it's still his legs. I'm watching these games. Like,
no, they knew
really
it was
hard.
His back because they put him on the injured list, Kim, for a couple of weeks in October. They knew it was his back.
So he should have they should have started Foles against Dallas, and maybe we could pull that off.
I don't agree with you. You still have to play your best player. So, you know, there's a lot of quarterbacks that play hurt. If you're a power sale, Tyrone, Natalie?
No.
Come on,
no?
Man.
No, that's not your thing?
No.
No.
Really? Power sailing was actually, it was scary, but it was fun.
It's when the boat drives.
I'm scared of losing control and being in midair and not having any control. But yeah, you have the rope on you, so there is a semblance of control.
Nah,
I'm
still
a feet on the ground kind of gal.
No, I did it in Cancun.
Oh, I have some.
Went up like a moon rocket too. It was shot you like right up there. That was the scary part of it. Like
yeah.
Going up an
elevation. What about coming down? How's that?
Well, you gotta pull this thing in the back so you get some air tug on the parachute so the air gets in. So you lower it down and you get guys directing you on how to land.
By
a couple of Mexican guys.
Because I was always the
triangle dentro. There, wait a minute. Triangle, bring it in.
So Manny Machado just left Citizens Bank Park.
He
so
did?
That's a 4.5-hour meeting.
But now he's going back to his hotel.
Yes.
Freshen up and go to an undisclosed dinner. And I might run into him. I'm hanging out in the city.
You know, oh, look at you. Make sure you use your camera.
What would you say to him?
Manny?
Yeah. If you had to pitch.
I'd just give him this.
Just
give him a fist bump. I wouldn't say
anything. You wouldn't say anything?
No, I'm not going to say. It's his decision. I'm not going to say. It's great here.
Yeah.
What if he asked? You know, we'll do it on the other side.
All right. What if he asked why? Well, you got some questions?
Yeah. If he asked
Manny
you.
Asked me for advice?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that on the other side.
Right.
Mike Masnelli, show back after that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's 4:48. It's Mike Misnelli show. Just a few more minutes left on the TV side on NBC Sports Philly. And just about 2 minutes away from our announcement of who is going to spin the holiday wheel today, at least in theory, because when I give the name at 4:50, that person has 10 minutes to call in the holiday wheel. Of course, you can go to 975thefanatic.com and register your name, and then you listen for your name to be called. If you're a registered, whatever you call, a registered contestant, you have 10 minutes to call in. A chance to win some amazing prizes from Steven Singer Jewelers, French Creek Outfitters, Flacco's and Conchocken, Landis Block and Concrete, Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Car Rentals, Ron Jorski Golf, the Sixers and the Flyers. That is coming up in about 30 seconds. I was looking at statistics during the break.
Okay.
Tom Brady, you say he's slipping? He's fifth in the league in yards passing with 24 touchdowns and 9 interceptions.
Right.
He trails only Mahomes, Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, Jared Goff. He's ahead of Aaron Rodgers. He's ahead of Phil Rivers. He's ahead of Andrew Luck.
And that's the stat you use, just yards. You gotta go deeper than that. That's not second
yards,
level.
Yards, 24 TDs, 9 interceptions.
Right. What's his QB rating? Where's that?
Well, I don't have that.
And then you can't just give me just yards.
Well,
if
sure
you pass
his QB
more.
Rating with those kind of numbers is pretty good.
I don't know. I'd have to look into numbers.
All right. Let me give the man who hopefully will spin the holiday wheel. We're looking for Frank Ambroselli from Sewell, New Jersey. Frank Ambroselli, Ambroselli. Frank, you now have 10 minutes to call the contest line, which is 215-263-0975. That's 215-263-0975. Frank Ambroselli, if you call in by 5 o'clock, you will get the chance to spin the Fanatic Holiday Wheel. Now, Frank somehow does not get word that he's the man who's supposed to spin, we will spin the wheel anyway. That prize will roll over into the morning show tomorrow at 9 a.m., which happened yesterday. So, Frankie, if you know Frank Ambroselli, hopefully he's listening, but if you know him, hit him up, text him, tell him we're looking for him. Frank Ambroselli, 215-263-0975. Fred in Wilmington, you're at 97.5 The Fanatic. Fred.
What's up, Mike?
How are you, Fred?
Oh man, I'm a little perturbed at this whole Carson Wentz, Nick Foles thing.
What's perturbing about it?
Well, here's the thing. Nick Foles is a backup quarterback, right?
Yes, he's a backup. He'll be a starter with somebody next year.
Okay, but I mean, he's been a starter before. He didn't really do a real good job.
Correct.
So he's doing the job that he's supposed to do as a backup quarterback, right?
Right.
I don't understand why this city continues to fall in love with the other guy. Yeah. Not so
well, the other guy won the Super Bowl, though.
No, I get it. I get that. And see, I actually tweeted this to you earlier, but I actually think if Nick Foles does win the Super Bowl, Carson shouldn't be traded. If Carson wants to win the hearts and the minds of the fans of Philadelphia, he's got to win. I mean,
I think he knows that. You know, but where would the fan base be if Foles won another Super Bowl? It would be like an unbelievable feat. You would agree with that, right?
Absolutely.
Are you telling me that even if he won two straight, they would cut him adrift? And how would the fan base react to that?
Listen, Nick Foles is playing 6 games a season. Like, okay, he's catching lightning in a bottle twice. I mean, are the odds of getting struck by lightning that high? Probably not. But it happens. You know what I mean? It can happen.
Okay.
So just because it happened twice doesn't necessarily mean it's the best thing for the team. I mean, I love Nick for what he did. I love Nick for bringing
it. It might be the best thing for the team. That's the thing. If he's got the kind of magic that wins two Super Bowls. Well, I can't discount it. I'm a Wentz guy, but I wouldn't be able to discount two straight Super Bowls.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
I can't discount it. I wouldn't be able to. Now, do I think it's going to happen? No, I don't think it's going to happen. So I don't think we'll ever get to that plateau.
But the problem is, even if they make the playoffs, you're still going to have this argument. You know what I mean?
The argument is no argument if he doesn't win the Super Bowl, or even if he doesn't get to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the whole thing. You know what the end game is for Nick Foles' shelf life. It only is a conversation if he wins this Super Bowl that they would root with him instead of Carson Wentz. And even then, it's not a very strong conversation in my view. Well, we'll see what happens. You can't discount it. All right, Tom Brady, his rating this year, 97.6. That's down from 102.8 last year.
That's not much, though.
And his QBR is 68.6. Last year, it was 73.2.
That's not a lot. No, that's not really slippage, because the roster isn't great around him. And he also, that's why they had to pick up the receiver that now is suspended again, because they were weak at receiver. So, nah, I'm wrong about that. That's not much slippage.
32 touchdowns to 8 interceptions last year. He'd get 24-9. So, marginally, you're right.
It's not much. I thought it was more than that. I consider myself wrong on that, honestly. I don't think that's enough to really say slippage with that personnel.
All right. We're still looking for Frank Ambroselli. We got a break. Got to say goodbye to our TV audience. Thanks, everybody, for watching on NBC Sports Philadelphia. The Mike Mastelli Show continues in the 5 o'clock hour right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.